Hey, what's happening? Thanks for tuning in and checking out the show. This is a good episode. I sat down with Doc Perez, one of my real good buddies. He was my corpsman when we were in Iraq. We do use potty mouth in this, just fair warning. It gets kind of dirty and dark, but it is what it is. And it's like some real talk from some real guys that have been in some real shit. But it's still always fun talking with Doc. I love him to death, and I hope you do too. All right, so anyways, let's get the show going. Fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, I am here with
Robert,
also known as Doc.
Yeah, I got a rule. I don't call myself Doc. So.
Also, like, yeah, I mean, you've been out for how long? But yeah. Is it funny when people call you Doc?
No. I mean, you know what's weird is, so I got a lot of military people. Most of them all call me that. And some people at home, because there was one time where I was took my family on board the ship.
Oh, okay.
So cool. My brothers got to see that everyone on there called me Doc. So they started calling me Doc back home. So now a lot of the friends at home that were never military call me Doc as well. It's weird. It got way out of hand. But I don't mind it, man. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Now, when it got out of hand, did your friends, like, you're from where you're from, were they like, hey, can you see my kid? Like, I think he's got a fever. Were they calling you at like 3 a.m. and shit?
Yeah,
like,
hey, what do
like
I
we do?
Yeah, what
still?
Do we do? Yeah, what do we do? Like, ER, bro, ER.
Just none of your friends from your neighborhood walked up with their dick hanging out like, hey, look at this. Am I okay, Doc?
Nah, I'm really glad we don't got that happening.
Oh, boy, man. I'm sure there's horror stories as doing that as a Doc, man.
Yeah. I mean, I've had people, we were doing some Boy Scout with one of the senior ups, and we were doing some Boy Scout camp, and I went to the restroom, and this is someone I went to Iraq with. Right? And he goes, hey, what does he always say to me? Hey, you still got
talking
my
about.
Burning sensation in your mouth again? I'm like, oh, 10 years is still funny.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What was his name? I'm kidding. Totally kidding, man.
I'll tell you after.
All right, sweet. Was it somebody else? CB?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was accused of sometimes not.
Oh, okay. Well, we won't go there. We'll keep his name off the thing. I'll tweet it later. No, I'm kidding. Shit. What's it like being out, man? Like you've been out 4 years now?
Not six. When the hell? 2016. I'm bad at
math. Shit. So you were at the same time as me then? Like.
Yeah, I think I went maybe a month before you did, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe you went a month before me.
What do you call it? May was the thing, you know, my ceremony thing.
Okay, so then it was a couple.
And then August was my official date, you know.
Yeah,
so like August 1st or then end of the month, first of the month, whatever. I think August 1st, first day of being a civilian, you know. So
mine was September 31st.
Okay, cool. Ceremony. Yeah, man. Shit goes so quick, too.
It does, you know? It does. It's good. It's good, though. It's good to, you know, get time away from that. It's fun to just move on with life, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that shit. No, I'm just kidding. It's funny, too, because you got to remind yourself that you did some really cool stuff, you know?
Yeah, of course. Every time you talk to the old, all your friends, yeah, of course, it's nice to reminisce. It's cool. I mean, it happens a lot. I just went to a buddy's retirement ceremony. He's an LCAC pilot out of Pendleton, and I met him through his brother. I've served with him on a ship, and we still
talk. Oh, that's crazy.
We still
that's
talk
cool.
about all the stories and PI and me going to TJ and all the crap that was all over there. Yeah, so it's just... It's fun stories you reminisce once you see those people.
What kind of stuff happened in Tijuana?
Oh, dude.
Is there really a donkey show?
So I never went, but I know there is because
I keep hearing about it, but I don't know.
I've never gone.
Right.
I've never gone.
Okay. I like how that was like the thing. the fourth
but
wall.
I heard it's there. I heard people with, you know, good reputations say, yeah, it's there. I never saw it.
That's like
now there's plenty of donkeys on the main street.
Oh
there,
yeah, yeah.
But and then but they do paint them.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. It's funny because they'll paint them like zebras and like all this other shit. So it's like all these donkeys are just painted into something else. You know, it's like what's going on? And then they sell flowers by them, and you have to like take a picture with them. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we're recording in my parking lot. So if you're hearing cars screech, that's just my neighbor showing up. So that's always a trip. And then I can confirm about bananas. Okinawa, because some people were, but it's gone. That's that the banana show in Okinawa is completely gone.
Yeah, I can confirm. Well, again, when I was there in Thailand, because that's I was a young 18-year-old whippersnapper, and I go out there, and like, what's this? Like, what have I not heard of this? And yeah, it's
how,
all true.
How do you not? You know, like, I'm from the Midwest. So, like, anytime there's something weird, some weird shit, like, there's a banana show. Well, innocently, I went because I didn't know, like, what it was. Like, if I knew ahead of time, I'd be like, oh, yeah, we gotta go. You know, but when somebody's like, hey, have you gone to the banana show? And I'm like, no, I have not gone to the banana show. What is the banana show? And they're like, oh, I can't describe it. You'll see when you get there. It's like, okay. I'm thinking I'm going to a farmer's market, ladies and gentlemen. No, it's not a farmer's market. You're buying the farm there, kind of, but, you know, it's definitely interesting. The
animals are running wild, huh?
Oh, my God. Do you have a woman that turns herself into a coin star and then also a banana dispensary?
Yeah.
You know, you get as many pieces as you want.
I saw one girl. She had a blow dart, and I got hit in the leg. Well, through my pants in the leg with a blow dart.
A dart?
She shot out with her.
Did you, like, go test yourself, like, right after to make sure it was not?
I lived, so.
I was like, man, do I got Hep C or HIV? There's, like, so many bloodborne pathogens that you could have probably.
I checked them.
Fucking, yeah, I would have.
We did a full panel. I'm good.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'd have been like, here, let's just check this shit out, man. Yeah. Oh, by the way, today's episode is not for fucking the kids. Oh, shit. Man, it's coming up on it. It's Memorial Day weekend right now. And it's funny too, because, well, Memorial Day is not funny itself. Like, people are like, hey, happy Memorial Day. And you're like, yeah, we kind of lost some people. That's why we have this holiday. But what really gets to me are the fucking assholes. Like, I get it. It's, you know, it's not for us. This isn't veterans. It's not because we have Veterans Day for us, and it's not for people in uniform. That's Armed Services Day. If you're in Armed Service. Wow, that Mustang just shit itself.
It looked like it had chili for lunch.
It's like, I do have a Taco Bell a block away. I'm on Santa Monica and Western in Los Angeles, by the way. Yeah, I get it's for us, but so many people are just like assholes about it. Like, don't be a dick. If somebody's like thanking you for your service on Memorial Day weekend, I mean, kindly be nice and just be like, oh, thanks, man. But, you know, and then kind of educate them. Don't be like, you know, that's not what this is for, you know, and then.
Yeah, I think people, they lost that little buffer where they don't get offended anymore. So they feel they need to do that. Not always the case to talk to people. You're good. Yeah, it's true. People do that. And you can say thank you. Or you choose to kind of just kindly educate them.
Yeah, man.
No need for all that. Yeah.
People get really butthurt. And then another thing, too, is like totally attacking online. That's another one. It's just like, yeah, conversations online remind me of like being in a cafeteria and everybody standing around your lunch table listening to, and then everybody has something to say to your conversation. Like, the entire cafeteria is just standing right by, like, we're at a picnic table right here on my porch, and it'd be like, it's like everybody's right around us being like, no, that's not what I meant. This is not what it's for. You know, like, wow, that's crazy, man.
Just like online, I don't go much. I was always in the corner off of the, you know, mind my own business.
Yeah. So. That's
no way you can make sense of what's going on online sometimes, you know.
Nah, man. who are some of the people you're thinking of this Memorial Day?
You know.
Time frame.
A little bit of all the guys that I kind of serve with, you know. Yeah. You just, you know, it's weird. I heard the thing, well, every day is Memorial Day. Yeah. You give thought. You don't want to delve too much into it. You don't want to just sit there and in the bad parts because, you know, you do mess yourself up, but you can't think about them in your own way. You don't. It doesn't have to be some kind of big ordeal. Just in your own way, memorialize them as best you can. We move on.
Yeah, and that's the thing is too, is like there's still family and everybody else that's still around, you know. And thinking about these folks, you know, it sucks, but it's like I would still talk about them as if they're still around in a way. You know what I mean? Like you know,
the funny, you know, the best way, the funny shit. You know, a lot of good people that passed away. We had, it's weird. The reason it hurts is because you had some really cool memories with them. A lot of those, especially with, you know, being with the Seabees, it's all humor. It's all funny. You're messing around, doing dumb shit, and it's that's what you remember. You know, it's what I miss. Obviously, you know, the funny portions. It was good.
Funny, like Jarman's a good example. Like,
yeah, Jarman, dude, Jarman. I don't know if a lot of people know, but he. I didn't realize this till years later. I may have brought it up before. We wrestled a little bit in Africa, and
oh shit,
ended up getting injured. I didn't realize the extent of the injury until years later. But he had, we were wrestling and we kind of fell onto one of the furniture, arm.
I fell
my back into the armrest. I was in pain. We stopped. We had been drinking a couple.
A couple.
And so I stayed there all night in pain. So the next day I went to medical. They checked me out. Oh, they think you're fine. A couple weeks, I was fine. Years later, I'm getting a workup for some other stuff. And they say, hey, you have fractures in your back. I'm like,
oh,
what
snap.
Do you mean your back's fractured? Like, yeah, I've never had it. He goes, have you ever had any trauma? I'm like, no. Jarman broke my back.
Oh, dude.
I'm like, oh, dude, you gotta be kidding me. It was funny. So I remember I called him a couple times. He's like, hey, asshole, thanks. You fucking broke my fuck. He was always good. Because we'd wrestle a lot in Iraq and always get him. He's like, good, I got you once finally.
And then that's residuals. That's like, instead of like an acid flashback for the rest of your life, you're going to have that, that motherfucker, I really miss him.
I
remember when, before we went to Fallujah, you know, and that deployment 06, like we did that. So it was like 05 right before we left. We did all those convoy training schools and stuff like that. It was like we did a lot of workups to get ready to go. And he was one of my equipment operators in the training side because before he was with you guys, he was in Alpha Company. And there's a point where it was like, why you're my equipment operator, but you can't drive. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, yeah. Because he basically, at one point or another, he was still, his license was suspended from like a behind the wheel incident or something like that. So it's like, how the fuck are you an equipment operator that can't operate? Like, what the hell, man? But he was just always good. He always had a good sense of humor, man. Like, nonstop, cracking some shit funny. Up, man.
Yeah, a lot of those guys. Those are really good memories with all of them.
Yeah. And then Eric Caudill, one a good buddy of mine, I'll free it. And then, you know, and with Memorial Day, I'm counting people that took their own lives. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, because those are people, they came back, but they didn't completely come back. You know what I'm saying? Because, they kind of stayed there. And it's unfortunate, you know. And then it's a lot of people just didn't adapt. And it's hard, you know. And that's why I love that out of nowhere, like you and me and Dougie Newman and like, I just, you know, and then also like you guys are listening or checking out the podcast. I mean, I'm hoping that you have some people that you can hit up too, and they just out of the blue, they hit you up as well. That's very fucking important, you know. So it's just out of nowhere. You just get this, hey, what's up, man? I'm like, fuck, dude, you're in my neighborhood, you know, like, yeah, and, you know, I remember somebody hit me up. They're like, come by, and they helped me hang up my calendar, and then she and I went to Vegas for a couple days and then came back. It was just like, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, some vets are cool like that, man.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are pretty up for anything, you know, and especially then, since, you know, we were all in crazy situations.
Yeah.
We're all, any situation you put them in there,
nobody will get it. Right. Like, you know, like, hey, you can't just go talk to your cousin and be like, hey, Ryan, I took a shit in a HESCO the other day. I'm like, what? I was like, yeah, that's the only place I could go. And it was like halfway full. So, but I had a shit and we're in the middle of nowhere. So, you know, I just kind of got right in the middle of it and just, you know, did my thing. And then, thank goodness I had like four things of toilet paper, you know, four hand wraps. Because every time we went out, dude, I always wrapped toilet paper around my hand like several times. That way I had it in my cargo pocket.
Shitting in HESCO's was a bad thing or what?
No. But no, it's just family, normal civilian, everyday people are not going to understand why you took a shit in the middle of nowhere with the possibility of mortars and gunfire at any given time. You know,
ask Doug about that one.
Oh, dude, it's so funny because he always like talks about, hey, Doc, hold my hand.
I still got a picture somewhere. I'm sure it's online somewhere, but I got a picture where he was drawing a deuce on MSR Mobile, and there I am with fucking dude.
Dude, yeah, I think he described it. And let me see if I can tell a story. I'm pretending like I'm Doug Newman right now. We were out on MSR Mobile, and I really had a poop bad, and like I had to go. Really bad, and I didn't want to be alone, so I was like, hey Doc, can you hold my hand? And then I dropped my deuce, and I'm glad I went fast, because right after we left, a mortar came in right where my shit was.
Little shit bomb.
See, that's the stuff that, you know, regular people don't quite get. They'll never understand it, you know. And it's like, a lot of people like make fun of the Brovet thing and all that other stuff. And those are, yeah, it is what it is. There's like different levels, you know, and it's the of it. Who gives a fuck? As long as you're reaching out and hitting each other up, man. It's just, it's so easy to just get lost, man. You know,
you got to do what makes you happy, man.
And not hurt people with it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I can.
You know what really makes me happy? Jerking off. I'm not going to do it in the middle of the street, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's illegal, too, but yes, I get the point.
See, yeah. I can tell you, because you're my doc, and everybody else, because I don't give a fuck what they hear from me. But
I will say, I'm very glad I have not seen a lot of penis since my days in the military. My penis intake has dropped significantly since my time in service. So that's a plus. That is one plus.
Oh boy, I always like the because I tried not to look. You're supposed to look. You know what I'm saying? We're doing your analysis coordinator stuff, yeah. And I did my best to just be like, dude, just go. But every once in a while, you know, there's some people that are just like super, super extra homophobic, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So what I purposely say things like, hey, nice watch, you know, while they're going.
Or offer them help. Sometimes, yeah. You never know.
You good? Sometimes, you good? You can shake that? You good? I never thought about that part. That'd be hilarious.
Just offer a little help. Hey, bro, I'm here for you. Let me know.
And if they're like dehydrated, be like, hey, man, that looks like CLP. It's the stuff that you use to clean your guns for the civilians that are listening that don't know what CLP is. And it looks like dehydrated piss or apple juice, but with a more viscosity.
Yeah.
What's good in your life, dude?
None, man. Can't complain. Live, chilling, been around family. I'm trying to travel as best I can. I just got back from TJ, from Mexico last week.
What part? In Tijuana? Or?
No, Guadalajara. Guadalajara, so it's in Jalisco, down south, toward the center of the whole country. And I got family there. I hadn't seen them specifically in like a decade. So it was good to see them. Good to see my dad, spend time with his family. It was good. Everyone's real healthy. It's good. Good to see the motherland again. So
yeah.
You travel a lot too. You're always out and about, huh?
I try to, you know, which brings me to another thing too is I'm glad you said that about me traveling, because I want this to be all about me. No, I'm fucking kidding. I just want to say thanks to like people that helped me out. This is that laptop that I fucking lost, and it cost me like almost $200 to get it back. But here's the thing. A lot of people sent me, like, some people sent me $20. A person actually sent me $100. Fucking thank you so much. You know, and the cool thing is like, dude, I'm a disabled vet. You know, I really don't have a legit job. I'm a fucking comedian. I'm not starving artist because I put a lot of money in food, but that's almost all my money is rent and food. And I like to eat. So I'm not really a starving artist, but I'm a fucking artist and we don't have much money. So I went to Italy, and on the way to Italy, you're really tired and all that other stuff. And when you're doing a layover, and instead of just a layover in Cleveland on your way to fucking Phoenix or wherever you're going, this was in France. And then I had to go through the customs all over again.
Ooh.
So yeah. So when you get there, you got to
go. They're always real pleasant too.
French. They're the nicest. They're the nicest. Oh my God. With how much of assholes these guys are, you would think they would stay in war and not quit. And leave, you know, but anyways, whatever. So with their fucking non-shaven armpits ass. So I was really tired, and I did the whole customs thing, and I put like my bag, and I had like a lot of electronics. So I always take my podcast gear with me everywhere I go. And I left it in the bin. And then I put everything back in my bags, and I, you know, got ready to go get my passport stamped, and because there's a whole nother station for that. And then, you know, then you fly from, you know, Paris to Naples. And I thought I had everything, but I was so tired and so groggy and in such a rush because I didn't want to miss my other flight. And I had a whole nother checkpoint to go through that I left my laptop in the bin, you know, and wow, dude, I was like, oh, son of a bitch. I didn't even notice until the next day, or, you know, when I finally got to Naples and all that other stuff. And they're like, hey, here's the remotes, here's the TVs. Like, oh, don't worry about it, because, you know, you and me and everybody else that's been in the desert, we're so trained to watch our laptops for everything, you know, so there's that. So I was like, oh, no, I got my laptop. And then I was like, bragging about my stickers. And so I open up my bag and my laptop's not there, and it's just the biggest sinking feeling. I was like, son of a bitch. And then I was like, oh fuck. And I was like, oh, I'll probably get it back, no problem, I'll just go online. Wrong. go online in Italy, the fucking page is Italian. And the only options to change it was Italian in France. There was no English option. So I was fucked. And I'm like, son of a bitch. So I was like, I'll just get it on my way home. On my way home, I went through customs and all that other stuff. Once again, it's such a slow process over there. They're like, croissant or whatever they say. And they're like taking their tea time and fucking slow ass motherfuckers. They're, you know, doing their whatever. And
you've been a Rota, huh?
Oh, no, I haven't been to Rota yet. But so anyways, I went through like all the bullshit. No time to go hit up the lost and found people because I thought I might. I was wrong. Flew back here to the States. Then when I got back here, I went back and forth like trying to figure out. And they're like, here in the States, I could convert it on English, on Google English. Yeah, I could translate it to Google English because when you're in Italy, you're on Google Italian or whatever the fuck it's called. Google Italy or whatever. Giddily. You're on Giddily over there. So I fucking, I do it. And then there, it, not just that, I felt like I was doing a questionnaire to be on like a game show and a physical and like all this other shit because you have to do three whole different pages. And it's insane. Like I got frustrated. You know, dude, I got like such impatience for paperwork anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, after I've been out, I'm like, fuck this. And I don't, you know, after you're out long enough and you don't need to like legit work and you're doing a comedian bullshit, you're just kind of like, fuck everybody. I'll do whatever fuck I want when I want, you know? And it's, yeah. I have that shitty attitude. So I hit up Jill. You know, she's the girl that used to live here, you know, and I hit her up and cause she's got her master's in this kind of stuff of paperwork, whatever master's of paperwork is, but that's what she does. Right. So like I sent her the forms. She helped me fucking figure all this shit out and she did them for me. And then she sent it back and then I was like, oh hell yeah. So then I sent it in and then there was one form that I didn't do right. So I kept going back and forth with her, with Jill again, and she fucking helped me out. They sent the shit in and they robbed me. And you know, lo and behold, I got a message back saying that we're going to send this. And then the whole time they were going to send this back, I was like, what? I kept their sticker right here too. That's their lost and found sticker. You know.
So was at the airport the whole time?
Yeah, it was at the airport. I left it in the bin. It was in the x-ray bin. I mean, I was descriptive. You know, fortunately I'm like 12 apparently, and I put stickers on everything. You know what I'm saying? So like I was very easily to describe, like beer brats, a big red sticker in the middle with an O in it, and then like, you know, my Doug Stanhope in the top right hand corner, the old breed in the top left. I described the whole thing and it was like really simple for them to find it, you know. And then because you have like 2 weeks now, it was like only been there for like what, like 8 days, 9 days by the time I got contact with them. And worked out good. So I have it back and I'm so happy because, and then I have a little bit of money left over. And what I'm going to do is either A, donate it, because I'm always donating it to a cause. I don't care which way you say this money goes to, because I'm always putting money towards causes. And I'm also going to get another one recorder, because I've had this for 12, like, had this recorder for 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's really good, man. And it still works. But the thing is it cuts out every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
And I can't do that. You know what I mean? I need to have something that's legit, will fucking last me a long time. And then, and Zoom is, you know, this is before the whole like COVID shit. So the Zoom company has always been awesome. You know, anyways, long story longer, wherever you want to feel like it went to, that's where it's going to, you know?
So how long were you without it, though? Or actually, how long till you realized it was lost, then you actually, they contacted you? Because that's the worst time.
I realized it was lost that next day when I got to Italy. And then, then the whole time I was in Italy, I just tried not to think about it. I was like, because there's so many other things. It was so good to be there. Jason Johnson and Crystal Johnson and Caitlin and Tyler, their kids. Fucking awesome, awesome family, man, you know, and their entire life, he's been in the military. So, you know, they don't know what it's like to be a civilian and shit. And, I known these guys, I known Jason and Crystal since they were like teenagers, you know what I mean? Like early teens, you know? So Jason, I think I known him since he was like 12, 13. And, you know, so anyway, going to Italy, that was so cool. Being able to see them and then do the, you know, retirement ceremony, tell some jokes in the bar afterwards, and then, you know, like, hold, I don't really want to call it stand-up comedy. I felt like I was just more like holding court, you know what I mean? And then doing, like,
BSing.
Yeah, just that is it. It was so fun. And then seeing Pompeii and Rome. And anyways, enough about me. How about you? So, like, did all that. That was really cool. And the traveling, I'm loving the traveling. Next week, I'm doing a corporate gig in Raleigh, and then also there's like a veteran thing I'm going to do, like, not too far from Raleigh itself. So the cool thing is, like, every once in a while you have, like, private companies or something like that, and then they need a comedian, and somebody knows somebody that knows somebody that knows me, and then if the money's right, I'll fucking fly out. And if it's a veteran thing, usually I need to just at least get my travel covered.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe a room. You know, maybe not. You know, like the Schumann family, like Jake Schumann, fucking rest in peace, brother. Good dude. He was in 40 with us, man.
Yeah,
I remember. Like his family, August, I think it's August 26th this year. I would never, like, charge their family for shit. I mean, if they wanted to give me some cool prizes, I'll take them. But what they do, this motorcycle run, it's a poker run, and it's really cool. And his mom's got this program, Jake's Journey Home. And what they do is they help people get jobs and shit. They're homeless, you know, preferably homeless vets, but they don't turn them away, just regular homeless people. Yeah. And, you know, some people are just down on their luck, and some people just, you know, get down that spiral of addiction, you know, and only you can really pull yourself out of that. But when you're pulling yourself out of it, you can use all the help you can, you know, and that's the thing about addiction, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those things you people can go in there fighting that one by themselves, but it's a little easier when you got people around you, you know. Yeah.
I should really get stands. It's like you can talk into the microphone, because, like, here, because this is, like, this is where the focal point is.
Oh, right here. So, oh, because I'm not.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, yeah, because that's
kind of hold it like I'm, you know, I'm.
No, right, but you have different types of microphones. Most people don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know. Like, this is a, because you have omnidirectional, which just goes from everywhere.
Yeah.
And those are, like, the ones that will sit right here.
The little ball thing, right?
Yeah. And then, this, like, for booms, like boom mics when you're watching movies and shit, that's what they'll have.
These are what dynamic, right?
these are regular, like, stand up comics mics, because most people, I don't know, I'm selfish. I like doing comedy mics.
You can tell someone that no one around they're like, they hold it a certain way, because
I do this Henry Rollins thing for some reason. Oh, two reasons why I hold a mic this way. If you're not, since you're listening, it's wrap the hand. I usually wrap it around my hand. If I'm doing stand-up, I'll wrap it around my hands a couple times, and then I'll do that. Because I was a big Black Flag fan, more of Rollins fan than Black Flag, and this is how Rollins always held it. And then also, I stopped doing it because I didn't think it looked, you know, I'm trying to do punk rock shit in a stand-up comedy club, you know. And then
it's not always received well.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm looking like I'm fucking gonna fight somebody, you know, because that's, you know, because people are pulling the cord, and that's kind of like why I had it wrapped around his hand, so, you know, he could do that. And also, that's one of the reasons why Lammy always had his up like this, is so people couldn't, you know, knock it down or whatever. And so, anyways, long story longer. I quit doing it, and then, like, this right here where it comes into the bottom of the microphone, I was at the, I think, Funny Bone, Virginia Beach Funny Bone. It was like a bad mic or something, or a bad cord, and it was going, but I went like this, and then they changed it out between me and the next comic, you know, and that was cool. But yeah, anyway, so there's that.
That's good, man. You gotta upgrade your setup, man, because it's good. It's mobile, and it's good quality, but yeah, dude.
I just hate asking for money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm bad like that. You know, and that's another thing that veterans have problems with. If like, your back is a good example. If you're fucked up and you got broken while you're in the military, if you got broken or hurt, stop doing that whole mental thing of, like, I'm not going. That's somebody else. Those guys are fucking liars. I'm too good to go. Get over yourself, bro. I mean, how many times did you lose knee tool or something, and they went after you for that? It's like, you broke it, you buy it, you know. It's like,
yeah,
geez,
exactly, yeah.
You tore your jeans, your blouser straps, your fucking pants, like, any of that stuff. Yeah, you better fix it, man. Fix your shit. Same thing with that. Like, even if it's 0%, 0% is a good rating, because it means that later on it'll hurt you. I mean, it could go up.
It's connected. It's connected to you, and eventually it's going to get bad because as time goes on, of course things get worse. So yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah, man.
Good, yeah. You still talk to Joel?
Yes, Joe Castellanos. Everybody go talk to him if you have problems. Yeah, I threw him out there like that. No, but Joel's good people, man. And we don't really shoot this shit. It's kind of like same with Dougie Newman. Like we rarely actually talk, but we'll send memes that we think are funny like every 3 or 4 days. You know, Doug Newman and I are like every morning. Like I wake up, I'm like trying to go to sleep. Usually is when people are waking up, and I'll get something stupid or it's something I posted 3 weeks ago and it's just finally getting to him because that circle of friends, it's weird because I'll send it to somebody and it's like telephone, but and then it'll come back to you, and I'm sure vice versa. I've sent shit out the same way it came in.
It's cool. You try to make the connection. Like, I already got this 3 days ago. I wonder how it got to me again.
Yeah.
You see, it's like 6 lines of separation or whatever, 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah. Captain, Miranda, Rafi Miranda, he's a captain. He's in Fib 1 and Fib 1 in San Diego, mm-hmm. and then Captain Jeff Powell, who's the skipper of Gulfport, Mississippi. They say I'm the Kevin Bacon of the Seabees because I serve with everybody.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's just like somehow or another, you know, it's like Joshua Ryan is the Kevin Bacon of the Seabees, and I always thought that was funny, man.
The Kevin Bacon of the bees. I like that.
But I think now, like, it should be like Samuel L. Jackson of the bees, you know, because Samuel L. Jackson is in everything now. I mean, Kevin Bacon wasn't everything. Now Sam Jackson is in a movie. He's like, he's in there saying some motherfucker somewhere.
I think he should start. I wonder if he charges extra to put that, you know, the way he knows how to do it. I wonder if, like, if you want to get a couple of those in there.
Oh, dude. I mean, I'm sure he's got one
half
of those.
Half a mil each or something like that, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
And it's his going rate.
Dude, it's what's that thing called? I forget what it's called, but there's actually this website that you go to and you can like have Brett Favre or whomever, like Darren McCarty or your favorite
record a message for you.
Yeah, and okay. They'll be like, hey, call somebody and they'll be like, you know, happy birthday. They'll do a birthday message and like, you know, Twisted or some shit. Shaggy Too Dope. Like, hey, what's going on? What's up, Wicked Clown? Whoop whoop. You know, happy birthday, Juggalo. And then they'll spray Faygo on themselves or something.
You ever go to those?
Yeah.
The Gathering?
I've never been to the Gathering. Okay. I've been asked before. I had a buddy. Oh, all right. So Steve Miller, not the legendary musician. Steve Miller, the legendary writer, punk rocker, he wrote a book about Shaggy, and it's I forget what the title is, but anyways, it's a book about ICP, and he spent a lot of time hanging out with them and all that other shit, and he's like, dude, we got to get you set up with these guys, and I would do it in a heartbeat. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are doing anything with ICP and there's a Gathering or whatever, I totally love to be on the comedy stage. Just putting that out there in the internet worlds and the podcast world. But yeah, dude, I mean,
a couple of years, I fully expect to see you on the.
I used to have this bit, and I can't do it anymore because I'm divorced. You know, my ex-wife, you know, she's cool. We get along great. You know what I'm saying? So I got no bad words really to say about her at this point. You know, she let me see the kiddo, which is her daughter, but I raised her myself. But her whole fucking family, like, are all Juggalos. So I used to say this, and I can't anymore because I'm not married, but I was like, man, I don't know what's more dangerous. My best friends are Navy SEALs, and my in-laws are Juggalos. I can fuck a motherfucker up in a heartbeat. You know, like, shit like that. I would say, you know, I would say that all the time. And, you know, and so what I thought was cool about ICP and the Juggalos, and it's really, they're easy to pick on, but that's they do it themselves, you know what I'm saying, which is awesome. You know, it's just like anybody else talks shit about themselves, it's fun. But the thing about that crew of people is that they're really fucking tight, man. They're pretty cool, and what I liked, it was now everybody knows who they are, but when I was a kid growing up, there were some pretty cool fucking dudes that were doing some weird shit out of Michigan, and it was different than anything else that was going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was helping out Charlotte's Web, which is a punk, or not punk, it was a death metal band back when death metal was really big in the underground. And I was like hanging out with a lot of the underground bands, you know, at the time, and to see like ICP blow up like that, and it's just like fucking cool, man, because that's close to my, you know, it's close to my home. And then when you're in the military, you're from here in LA, right? So like, how'd you feel like when you saw something from LA,
Cypress Hill
blowing the fuck up, you know what I'm saying? Like, how'd you feel about Cypress Hill when you're in fucking Okinawa?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, you see them, and it's your little thing, you know, when you hear about them early on, and you know,
yeah,
and then eventually you see them on TV or radio, and then they make it big, and it's real cool because you're like, oh, you're there from the beginning. Yeah, I liked ICP as well. I think I initially, if someone heard a song from them, and then I liked it. Very different, very, very unconventional message.
Yeah,
so that's not that always I followed, but the music, it was cool. I've liked them for years. I think I have most of their albums. I don't listen to them much now. I actually listen to the older stuff. The new stuff's a little different for me. You know, I'll give it a listen, but
yeah,
I love the old stuff. It's nice.
Well, that's where a lot of people like they just cut off. And there's a time where it's just like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need any more. And we're good with the music. We're right here. And then not you, because you're here. So I won't talk. But those are usually the people that are the first to tell you that there's no more good music.
Yeah.
It's like, there's no more good music. They're done. There's none out there. It's over with. There's no. I'm like, motherfucker, dude, it's there. It's you got to go to it. You got to go find it again. Mm-hmm. And what I like is that a lot of these bands that used to have you should get anything and everything wherever you wanted to go and find it. Now, I mean, you can stream it. You can Google stuff, and you can find it that way. But it's not pushing your face as much anymore. Now what's pushing the face is stuff that's signed by a company that's signed by a company that's owned by another company that's owned by a company that Disney probably owns. You know, now it's like, or Warner Brothers probably owns the company of the company of the sub-company of the company. And so now you kind of actually have to go back out and find it again because it's not being promoted. You're not going to hear a lot of stuff on radio.
Plus, I think what really, I don't know if this is true, but I know they did get hurt a lot because I guess a couple years ago, didn't they get classified as like the FBI classified
ICP,
them as
yes.
an actual terrorist gang. Organization or a gang?
They fought that.
Or organized crime or something like that. Yeah,
they fought that. It was like they were supposed to be like a gang, you know, if they're FBI. And then they were like, and then some people were considering them domestic terrorists.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, they just don't have a fucking GED. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're not going to figure out how to do a lot of terrorism shit if you can't figure out basic fucking science. You know, but there's that, you know.
there is that, and every now and then the juggalos will hatchet someone up, but it's rare. Maybe two or three every gathering, that's about it, you know.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. That's what I love about that shit is, granted, there's probably a little bit of thievery and, you know, thug life going in any place you go, but realistically, man, those guys, they all get together, they fucking partied up in the middle of nowhere. You know what I'm saying?
Throw in the sugar water on each other.
Yeah, there's no drywall going up for the next six days because they're all there, and then they're gonna fucking recoup from the hangover. But you know what? They're hard fucking workers that love to work hard and party hard, dude. They might actually be like the CBs of the fucking music industry. Come to think about it,
they're just misunderstood, right?
Yeah, that's it. They're like us.
They work hard. They grind. They get crazy. They just misunderstood.
Yeah, but those guys. I mean, seriously, as much shit. I was talking shit to somebody at a show in Detroit, and then I ended up emceeing like this whole fucking juggalo thing, and was something not Howard's After Dark. Howard's is Bowling Green, Ohio. Scotty's After Dark. I don't know, something like that. But it was in Lincoln Park, which is outside, is Detroit basically, and it was downriver. You know what I'm saying? It was like fucking crazy. It's cool too because like all I did was I just ripped on people, like I just as mean as I could, and you know I'm not an insult comic, you know what I mean? Like it makes me feel bad when I do that. I like to just have fun and make people have fun, but that was a day where they're like, just let it go, and I'm like, and they're pissing me off, so I just was like, I had
you,
so much
you just
fun.
Didn't want to get slapped, huh?
Oh dude, I was fucking no, if I wouldn't have been saying the words if I was scared of getting slapped. Oh boy, I love comedy, man. God damn it. You get the weirdest shit. You do run into the weirdest shit doing this, man.
I bet, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird ambiance. I had never been to the Comedy Store until we went a few times and recorded a couple of shows. And the ambiance in there is crazy. It's just the comics are a different type of breed of people. They're like just grinding every day. They're like here, they're talking, I'm going to be here tomorrow and over here, and then I'm not going to work for 2 weeks. And it's fun, and it's
yeah, because you got to work on what you're writing, or a podcast, or a TV show, or you're editing something. That you never stop. Like every gig is basically like a vine, and you're playing the like game of Pitfall in life, because you're just like going from one to the next, and you're just you feel no matter how good you look to somebody else, there's something you forgot. And you're like, fuck, I forgot that tagline, or there's something that in there that you needed to put in there. It's like a painter, it's just like they look at their own shitty brush strokes, and you know, you can look at a beautiful wall that's like this entire, like the building right here to the side of us, like you can look at this whole entire building, but you see one scrap, you know, one little mark, and you're like, fuck, I fucked this up. And everybody else is like, that's a beautiful wall, and you're like in the back of your head, like, hey, you should have seen the wall I painted 3 weeks ago. The wall I did yesterday was way better than this fucking wall.
Yeah.
Shit. Where would you like to? We were talking about that before. Where would you like to travel, man? If you could travel anywhere.
Well, I travel a lot, man. So yeah. I drive a lot. I haven't done too much traveling outside the U.S. I'm actually gonna be going here pretty soon. I think in a few months. But
where to?
Bahamas. I forget sometimes.
Oh,
but
shit.
We're going to Bahamas and just trying to take the family as much as we can. You know, just experience this beautiful country. You know, so. Yeah, man, I travel a lot, dude. I drive around. I like driving as much as I fly, dude. I love the driving. I love the solitude. Just throw on a podcast or like just music and just coast. I'm gonna be going probably in a month, taking a just random road trip up to Nevada, like the loneliest road in the country. Apparently, it's from Great Basin National Park all the way across to like Vegas, and it's like nothing out there. There's like very little services, but it's like the longest road, and it's all like 10,000 feet. It's all mountains. It's real pretty.
Nice, man. But, that goes through Henderson then, and like
it goes up to, it's the north.
Oh, the northern part.
Part, and there's a one that goes the road from the east all the way out to Fallon.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's one that goes a little bit more south, and it comes to Bishop and down Central California. And but it's just, I heard it's real pretty. It's dry. It's desolate. Why go check it out, man? Just
tell you, I took the 15 all the way through there several times, like you know, because you're 15 to 70
goes all the way up to Idaho, right, or Montana.
It goes way the fuck up there. Yeah. I think it goes all the way up to Montana, Canada. Right?
It
should go to Canada because it's like an interstate. So it should go all the way up to Canada. You get off in Utah, and then head either 70 or 80, and then I head east from there. You know, so it's like,
is that when you're driving out to Chicago or something? Or
Well, go through Chicago to get to Ohio, or you know, anywhere on the East Coast. But yeah, so I'd do either the 70 or the 80 route.
We were talking about that, taking that train.
Yes, that's what cool, I was hoping you'd bring that up, because I think that'd be cool. And then if you guys, ladies and gentlemen, who are out here, it's cool because I'll do this podcast, and then some people will share it on other groups. Thank you for doing that, by the way. And if you're not doing it, please do. And they'll share this on other groups and stuff like that. And then 5-6 days after I do it, I'll totally forget that we did this. And then people will be like, you should come to this place. You guys should come to Reno. Yeah. You know, you should come to Pig's Knuckle, Arkansas. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I should. You know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, you and I were talking about doing a train across country, like a real train, not like what you heard about in barracks. Like, I like how you looked around at that one. You're like, wait, whoa.
Train. We're talking about train.
Wait, huh? never been part of those in the military.
No. Yeah.
But anyways,
I chipped a tooth once in a train, so I'd just rather not do it. I chipped a tooth in an orgy. What?
What? Oh yeah, she shot that butt plug. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy.
Ceramic will do that.
Right? I can't look at a girl wearing a tail. I'm so jaded now from porn. Like, they're like, without thinking, I wonder what that's attached to. I know that's fucked up.
Dude, that was a rude awakening for me, the whole porn thing in the military. I remember I got to my first ship. This is 96.
Okay.
Right? This is 96, and I just
ladies and 18. Gentlemen, we're going dark.
this is 1996, and I just got to my boat, and I didn't realize that in the berthing compartments, you know, there's 60 dudes in there, right?
From
different divisions, and
And they just, when we were underway, obviously it's northern Pacific, so, you know, the water's always choppy. So you're sleeping, and there's always 24 hours there's porn looped in the TV in the berthing compartment. So you're getting dressed in the morning, there's someone's watching porn. At night, you know, knockoffs just work, you know, 5, 6, whatever. Porn's going. You're going to sleep. Every now and then they would be cool and throw a movie on, like a normal movie, but
yeah.
But the amount of porn they watched in that first deployment, I'm like, Jesus Christ, this thing was. And what was weird, and I'd never had this happen before, but it was everyone would be gathered around like it was a movie.
Yeah,
you're sitting there like everyone's there, like, you know, and I'm the new kid, so I you know, my job is to shut up, right? So I'm sitting there like, what the fuck's all these dudes doing watching porn? And they're all sitting there just like this, not doing anything crazy, just. As a group, like,
yeah, 6, zombies, 70 dudes, zombie like, mode. What? Like,
so that was my rude awakening. Like, man, the level of porn that these guys consumed.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, and then it's funny too.
It laid the foundation for me. It's many years to come.
Some people know the names, and then like you would say, like Jenna Jameson, and they'll start rattling off their greatest hits. Yeah, or greatest hit-its or whatever. But, yeah, it'll just be like a fountain of just information and other things that you just don't want to hear, see, or smell. And, whoa. What I thought was funny, though, was, you know, that's 96, right? I came in 96 as well.
Yeah.
And, oh, dude, I remember, oh, this is like, all right, not suitable for work part of the podcast. But I remember just innocently walking in Japan, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in Okinawa and just like looking for record stores because I'm a big fan of like collecting albums and vinyl and shit. So I always think it was cool to find like, if you can find like the album that was released in Japan that has like 3 extra tracks or whatever. And this was like CDs were becoming, were big at the time. And CDs, like in Japanese releases had like 3 or 4 extra tracks. Like Clutch would have like 3 different songs on this and also comic book variants. So I'd be like looking for a Japanese version of that month's Spider-Man or that week's Spider-Man, however they put it out over there. Anyways, I just picked up a random fucking magazine that was just like, oh, she looks attractive on the cover of it. And it's a girl shitting in a dude's mouth. And I'm like, what am I looking at? This is so disturbing. And it really was like, oh my God. Oh my God, it scared the shit out of me. Like almost literally. And I'm like, well, I put it down and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing in this country? This is before I went to the banana show. So that was a softer blow because at least, you know, that's edible. And, you know, like, I don't really think you're going to get too much potassium from shit. But, you know, eating a banana, no. At least that's something in there, right?
In my medical opinion, no.
Some yeah. You're my doc, dude. You're going to get some potassium with your STDs with the banana at least, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was a... That was a weird thing I learned in the beginning. Is like the amount of porn they consume was a little bit above what I was used to.
Now, all right. After going down my random spank bank of stairwell there, but what I was going to say is like when we were in Iraq in Fallujah, they had the that was the best, the M drive. Like it wasn't. I'm not just saying that because of the porn. I mean, there's a lot of porn on there, but dude, you had all the fucking Star Wars up to that date movies. Like, almost every movie was on a share drive. It was before like regulation and NMCI and like all that other stuff was involved in cybersecurity type shit. You know, it's just like, yeah.
Dude, I remember the M. I think that's the first time I've heard anyone say that, and I knew exactly what they meant in like 20 years, the M drive.
The M drive. Yeah, the M drive was a mystical place on the computer, on the computers in Fallujah.
You can get lost in the M drive if you're not careful.
I'd be sitting there like every once in a while, I'd have to put in some like requests for materials or something, because it would be weird, because I'd be like fob hopping, you know, I'd be like going to like, I'd be in Fallujah at Camp Knot for a little bit, and then I'd be like at something named after a snake somewhere, you know, fucking anaconda, cobra, fucking
viper.
But yeah, all these different vipers, and like, hey, you know what'd be really cool? Let's just name these bases after snakes. You know, like, you go to Viper, you think you're gonna fight Cobra, the commander, or some shit, you know?
That'll keep him away, right?
Yeah, that's it, man. I'm a Vindo Viper. Oh boy. Good times, man. Well, anybody keep in contact with, like, about back in the day?
Nah, just, you know, talking to people on social media every now and then, you kind of spark up conversations. And yeah, it's cool. I mean, you don't, you know, I won't say that all the time, but if you do go on there, it's always good to touch base with people. Or I saw the pictures you posted of Hoekstra?
Yeah, Hoekstra. Yeah. Brandon Hoekstra.
So like him, I, you know, never knew him personally. I know his name and I remember him from Battalion, but you know,
yeah,
when you hear stuff like that, it's real cool that the guys are, you know, successful in their careers. That's good.
What I always think is cool too is like, not Brandon and I, we got along great, but there's some people that you might have had like a little bit of like, I don't know, some sort of, not even really a beef, just some, you just didn't see eye to eye with each other, and you're just like, fuck that dude. You know what I mean? Like people like that. And then like
in the military.
Yeah. Oh, never.
That never happens.
But it,
that never happens daily.
No. But it's cool, because in like 6-8 months or 6-8 years or 10-15 years later, you're just like, man, he was actually pretty cool. You know, like, I was carrying a grudge for fucking, I don't know, Andy Halesha or somebody for all these years, and the guy was a fucking good dude. Actually, Halesha's not. I'm choking. I like Andy. He's good people. I'm saying names of people that aren't thin-skinned that won't get offended. But you know what I'm saying, man. It's just like, there's a lot of those people, man.
Yeah,
I know. And to keep it in the Memorial Day thing is just like, this year I was really fortunate enough to, like, Captain Jeff Powell, Jeffy boy, Captain Powell over in Gulfport invited me to come to the base, because they renamed the fitness center after one of the guys, Border, who died, you know, in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And this badass dude, you know, he's like from Ohio. You know, so obviously you'd think bring me, then, you know, still got one of the coins from it. And that's ended up, the coin itself, this ended up being the plaque that they put on the thing. And, you know, just good that, you know, people don't forget you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And
well, there's just little things you do to try to memorialize them a little bit, you know, in your own way.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, keep them around. So you just don't forget them, you know? And
exactly.
Then, yeah, Delbert Terrell, he was a good dude. I was in four with him. He's a Fleet Master Chief now.
Mm.
It's crazy, man.
Who was this again? What was it?
Delbert Terrell.
Oh, so, okay, yeah.
Good guy, man. And he, you know, got the camp in Wainimi, the base, the front gate's now called, it's a Sunkist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Knot Gate, named after, and Knot. I was in four with him. So it's just, you know, really good people. And then, you know, where else we were, Camp Knot, named after him also, you know. And that's what was a trip, walking in and out of that camp. I would think of, you know, Eric almost every day. And it's just, you know, it's so weird to live on a camp named after somebody that, you know, it was in your squad or something, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's weird, but
he's like, he was one of mine, you know. So have a drink for some of those people that that aren't here with us, and then don't be a fucking dick. You know, don't be like, hey, you cannot have fun on this weekend. You're supposed to just sit in a dark room and then be sad. Now, that's bullshit. Because, like, if I died in war or wherever, I mean, we're lucky. We escaped some weird, tight situations. Pouring concrete when bullets and mortars are flying at you, that's not fucking normal. So unless you're in Cleveland, or, you know, Detroit maybe. All right, I guess, you know, fucking.
Maybe some areas around here, right?
Gardenia, maybe not so much, but my neighborhood, okay, it's acceptable. But you know, it's just, the thing is, though, is if we didn't make it back for whatever reason, I'd be like, no. I want you to have fun. I want you to tell some funny stories about Obi, you know, and or tell some funny stories about Doc holding fucking Dougie Newman's hand while he took a shit in the middle of Iraq. Say some funny fucking stories. Have a drink for me, you know, and have some fucking fun, man. You know, that's what I'm saying. I'd say, let's do shots, but you got to drive back home. So there's that. You know, I'd be like, let's drink some whiskey right now. Woo! You know, we'd be having like Maker's Mark Jameson and some fucking Four Roses up in this bitch. And I got some Slane whiskey in there too, which is pretty good. It's different.
I think I say Four Locos. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, yeah, Four Loco. Oh, man. There's two comics that have good Four Loco jokes, man. I love it. Brendan Kennedy and this other dude from the Comedy Store. Good guy. I'll think about it later, and after I'm done recording, so I can't throw a shout out yet.
It's the way it works.
How it always goes. Nice dude. I can fucking see it. J-Light. Another dude. J-Light, Brendan Kennedy. Two guys with awesome Four Loko commercials. They're nothing like each other's. And plus, they're East Coast, West Coast. What was that? Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, around bets, dude, you can just say anything. Do it. Let it all out. And then, doing that shit for 20 years, it's kind of hard to put the filter back on, and that's another reason why I love about comedy is because it's like the leadership. While you're on active duty and you're leading, you got to let it come out naturally. You got to let, obviously you want to have your feelings, but you're also your head in the game both, So when you're like, man, is this right or wrong? And you're also wanting to be 100% legit with everything you put out there, and you want to make sure it all comes from you. Even those shitty orders to stay after 1600, you can't be like, well, lieutenant said, nah, you got to make it sound like, hey, man, we got to stay. We got to get the shit knocked out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say who's making. I'm kidding. There are some tongue-in-cheek lieutenants that you do want to like. Well, you guys know why, right? Anyway. We're coming up on an hour, Doc.
Good, dude.
So what's the good shit? What's good? Enough about me. Let's talk about you. It's a good Burt Reynolds book.
Life's good, man. I can't complain, dude. Just chilling, surviving. Got a nice job. Got a nice hobby.
Where are you working now?
Some local school district right there right there close to home. Chilling just until I, going back to college right now, I'm not doing that, so. Eventually, I'll go back there and I'll pursue that again. But for now, just working. Not taking it too seriously. I go in there every now and then. It's kind of an on-call job, so I just go whenever.
It's the best.
Yeah, dude, it's cool. Can't complain. So, and then it's chilling. Spend time with family. Try and travel as much as I can. Easy life. Not too complicated. So.
I'm looking forward to them taking away the restrictions on going overseas, though, because like it's not bad now.
Is there a bunch of restrictions? Is there still?
There's still some, but not as bad. So, like, if you're going to say like you're going to go visit somebody in Spain or Italy or Italy, all right. So here's the thing: you have to have a COVID test right before you leave, and also right before you come back home. And there's actually this form. So when I was going through the airport, I didn't know there was a form I had to fill out. God bless this lady. She hooked me up fat, dude.
What form is that? The FMM something?
It's just an Italian weird form that they have over there.
I just went to Mexico. Same thing. I'm like, what is this? And they just...
Oh, what? You had to do one to go to Mexico form. Too?
Yeah, because we crossed through TJ and then we went through the airport. So
From
TJ to down to Mexico. So there was some form. And, I don't know, man.
It wasn't like you just walked over and you're going to Revolution. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, not like that. Nah. Soon enough, though.
Hell, hit me up.
I was just talking to a buddy about that. He's like, yeah, we need to go to 6th Street. Revolution is one of the streets. I'm like, what happened to Revolution? I thought that was the main spot. Nah, 6th Street now. It's a couple streets down. Like, I'll let you know.
Well, is that where Hong Kong's at?
No, Hong Kong is probably, I think, the other way. I know where that's at. The little back street. Yeah, I know where that's at.
But yeah,
or a friend told me anyways. A friend told me.
I'm so out of touch. I'm still saying Revolution. But, I hear all these things like that, and you just absorb it and you just turn it into like conversation and turn it into funny things. I don't know what the fuck half those places are, but, I can talk about it all day. It's like football. I don't even follow football. Well, I couldn't name four players.
You know what Hong Kong is, right?
Yeah, it's it's like kind of like a strip club / whorehouse, right?
Yeah.
So there's that. Okay.
It's a gentleman club.
Yeah. So it's like Lucky Sevens in Puerto Rico and Black Angus in Puerto Rico, places like that. And a running joke for people back in the day, because we went to Puerto Rico, and when you get back to the States, like, yeah, you like to go eat at Black Angus, don't you? And then people that don't know, they're like, oh, yeah, their steak is so good. I like the roast beef. that kind of silly shit. Yeah. Oh boy, not suitable for work, guys. Fuck it.
We'll have to talk about going out there.
Oh, back to the forms.
Back to old. Oh yeah.
All right. So going to Italy, there's like this weird form, and this lady really hooked me up fat, man. Because like when I came through, the good thing is about having I have traumatic brain injury, so I forget things sometimes. But if I fold my finger a certain way, like, no shit, this is how I have to remember sometimes, then I don't remember what I'm talking about. Then I do know that my finger is folded a weird way. And I'm like, why is my finger folded this way? Then I can remember where to go back to. So I don't have this amazing recall. I just have a folded thumb.
Wow. Dude, that sounds genius, honestly, because I have an issue with, like, forgetting stuff.
Yeah.
You know, mostly for other medicinal reasons. I'll leave it at that. But I never thought about doing that, because sometimes I'll go to my car, and I'll 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
I forget my wallet, this, keys, or whatever. Now I have to try that, see if that works.
I dig my nail in my hand, like, you know, my thumbnail into my hand, so I can still feel the pressure. And that's why I'm like, oh, that's right. I was talking about forms in Italy. That's what I'm talking about, if you're watching. But anyways, so I was going through, and then they were really cool. The going there, the Italians were awesome. And she's like, oh, she's helped me through the whole thing. I just did the COVID test down in the basement. I was waiting for their email to pop up. 80 fucking bucks, dude. Like, I think it cost a total 100 after taxes and all that other bullshit. It's like Ticketmaster. What kind of in charge do you, why do you need to charge me $35 for an internet to do fucking a job? The same shit with the rapid COVID test. It's the same shit Ticketmaster does. They just rape you for no reason. And like, so had that going on. And then she's like, oh yeah, you got to fill out the blah, blah, blah form. And I'm like, I never heard of it. And then she's like, she's like, okay, I'm going to mark that you have it done. But here, go to this website and then go into it. And and she told me the website and all that other stuff. She checked me in. I'm approved.
This is in Italian, right?
This was at LAX. I'm on my way to Italy. Okay. I'm on my way to Italy, right? And I got halfway. She helped me out. She checked me in, blah, blah, blah. So I was getting ready to leave. And so, sorry about that. So then I get halfway to where you check your bag, not check your bags, but go through customs to have your look through your bags. And I got halfway through completing it, and I didn't know the actual address for the Johnson family in Italy, and I didn't know any of the stuff on here. I was like, NAS Naples just wasn't cutting it for the answers. And I'm like, well, fuck it. And I just got frustrated. And then, like, you know, when you get, like, frustrated, and then I'm having an anxiety attack. I'm having a panic attack. People walking by me left and right. And then in the back of your head, I smelled oranges. So whenever I smell oranges, like people with orange anything, I instantly think of terrorists, because they used to bathe themselves in that stuff, and then they'd blow themselves up. So that always kicks it. That's a trigger for me, man. So I had, like, a bunch of just triggers and alarms going off. I hate being around a lot of people. I know. On stage, you have a fucking stage, and you have a tables, and then you have people that are way out there, and then you have a light that's like fucking being interrogated by by psyops in Afghanistan, so you can't see shit. So I'm fine with being on stage in front of a lot of people, but when I'm in the middle of a lot of people, I'm not so well. And I got to the point where, like, fuck this thing, I just didn't do it. And then but she cleared me. I never did it. rebel whatever. So there's that form if you're going to Italy, but you don't have to do it not for anywhere else, I guess. And then I get to Italy, and they were like, those guys were super hardcore on the COVID restrictions there. But, you know, so they were a little bit more, you couldn't go anywhere without a mask, outdoor, indoor, anything.
Are they still wearing masks out there?
No, not anymore. But this was like right as they were getting rid of the mask ban, you know. So anyway, long story longer, you know, and then when you come back to the States, you just had to, it was so awesome. It cost me $13 fucking dollars, dude. $13 for the exact same thing I paid for almost $100 for a rapid thing. And and it was crazy because she's all talking like Italian stuff and pizza. Ramen.
Maybe it was a currency exchange.
Yeah. She's like, in euros, it was like, I forget how much it was, but it was like maybe $10. So it came to like $13. So she's talking all this shit. And then she plain state English. Oh, you're negative. You can go. And I was like, don't tell me about my attitude. And then she's like, oh, you're funny. And then I left, and that was that, you know, no big deal.
Just a little something, all right, I feel good. I can move on.
I can't. And I can't not be an idiot. Like sometimes, you know, as far as like talking, saying stupid shit, it's just the filter's never been there, you know? One of the best things too is when you wake up in the morning and you don't really need to prove anything to anybody anymore. And you're just like, fuck the world when it comes to trying to make me prove shit to you. Because, you know, we did it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We fucking did it. You did it. If you're a vet. I felt like I was doing a commercial. If you're a veteran and you like coffee, you fucking did it. You know. By the way, I got stickers for sale. Here you go. Oh, Battalion.
Oh, O Battalion. So, what does this mean, the O Battalion? I don't know if I know that.
So, it means...
I got my beef stickers and my little thing from 40, but I don't know what the O Battalion means.
I was making stickers. No, well, no, it's cool. It's no. I was making stickers, and that's why I got it on here. They're for those folks. But I was just making stickers, and I just thought it'd be cool because, like, I get Battalion stickers all the time. You know, like, I got Fib 2 stickers. JP Hill gave me that because he was, like, the S7 over there, which mm-hmm. means training guy, for those who don't know. And I was in the training shop there before I left, you know. And anyways, just have, like, you have your shapes, and then you have your, you know, numbers that are in them. And I was just like, oh, everybody's like, you know, this would be cool. Like, everybody has, like, these different, like, Mark Maron has the what the fuckers, you know, the W, and then everybody has their, like, this fan base, you know what I'm saying? Like, Juggalos, fucking ICP, you know, fucking, they have the Juggalos, and they got, like, the best marketing. Those motherfuckers are smart, dude. As much as you don't think they are, they're brilliant when it comes to that shit. So you have that, and their marketing is just insane, and branding and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, you know, because there's a lot of people, I was like, just call everybody the O-Battalion. And then, like, I don't really call people fans. I call them friends because when I meet them, they usually are cool. And that's why I'm 100% like who I am, always.
Yeah.
You know, I do over-exaggerate some shit on stage because it's funny to do that, right? But at the same time, it's just like, I know anywhere, this is what's very, and thank you, fucking people listening and watching and stuff like that. If you're still there, all like two of you, I'm fucking kidding. But no, but everywhere I go in the United States, there's going to be at least 10, 12 people that show up that I know, or they've seen me before and then I meet them that time. And it's just like, wow. And it feels really fucking good because like, I don't realize this. And I live in a world of, I live alone now. I'm so sad. I have a cat. No, but no, it's just like you don't realize like you and I are doing this, Doc, and it's fucking awesome because like people are listening to this and some of the stuff actually resonates because they've gone through a lot of the same shit we've did and whatnot. So when you have people that are like, oh, no way, dude. And you never know this person, but they have four mutual friends or no mutual friends, but they were actually a veteran. And they send you a friend request. You're like, hey. And you just get this random like, oh, that show with you did with Doc. I had people comment with you and Steve Simone. That was a fun episode.
Oh,
you
guys, when we did out there in the comedy store.
It was just like, so if you guys don't know, Steve Simone, stand-up comic, one of the nicest fucking dudes on earth, one of the best.
Super cool.
And I wanted to have him and you, because I didn't go to Djibouti, Africa, but Steve has been going to Djibouti, Africa as a stand-up comedian since it was first like, a little mm-hmm. baby tiny fob.
Yeah.
And then you were stationed there for, you know, months, like almost a year, right? So anyway, that's what's cool, and that's one of the reasons why I do these. This is the O Battalion. And so every once in a while, like, I fucking love that these stickers are all over the United States and actually all over the world, man, because
I've seen them a couple times.
I have somebody like send me a picture from like fucking from Iraq, from Spain, like they're all over Spain and Okinawa and mainland like Yakuska and shit, and it's just like, oh my goodness, like what? And then also if you're on active duty, hit me up, I'll send you a sticker or five, you know what I'm saying? Like I send them free to active duty people.
Spread them, baby. Spread them.
But all the money that goes into that is what I consider to help me pay for my RSS feed. So I pay a lot of money to have the bandwidth and the storage that I do, because I like to keep as many podcasts out there in circulation as possible for that. I mean, it's not for everybody. The show isn't for everybody. And I don't want it to be. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have, like, the number one podcast in the world. I don't give a fuck. I want this to be that people are legit going through some shit, been through some shit, or just want to hear some funny shit. And hopefully I'm funny enough for them. So, anyways, my rant. So, yeah, that's basically the old battalions, all you guys and gals that dig the show. Hims. Hers, theys, and trays, or bays, and
everyone now, right?
Whatever. I don't know.
You got to include everyone now.
Right? Yeah, that's it. And the funny thing is, like, people don't realize that most of us never really gave a shit if anybody was gay or not in the military. So the thing is like, oh my God. It's like, no, no, that's just George. We'd like, when people did come out, we'd be like, yeah, we knew. Like, duh. You know?
Yeah, just kind of a, kind of like I learned, yeah. They just watch a different kind of porn. That's it. Same dude.
That's it. And then, like, same with religions. Like, I used to mess with Keith Spencer because he and I used to teach Indoc together and he's Muslim. Or I don't know if he still is or not. Probably is. You know, which is cool. I would just fuck around with him and be like, all right. I tell the class, like, the only difference between him and me is he doesn't like bacon on his pizza. And that was like my little like joke I'd say about that. You know, like that. Other than that, it just sucks because we're not going to share a pizza. And if he puts pineapple on it, then he's a real terrorist. And that doesn't matter what your religion is.
That goes across all.
Yeah, just all like, you know. Yeah, like, that's all of them. Yeah.
That's cool.
Dude, you know what we should do? Since we were talking about the laptop, I should pull it up, see if there's any like questions. Anybody got anything for us? Yeah. I'm not holding you up from anything.
No.
All right, cool. Because like right now, the Rangers and the Hurricanes are playing, and that's why I wanted to do this earlier. At Madison Square Garden.
Mm.
Game 6.
Of the Stanley Cup?
No. This is the... The quarterfinals. So, whoever wins this is going on to the Eastern Conference. Whoever wins this series is going to the Eastern Conference final, and they're going to play Tampa Bay.
Mm.
And on the West, it's Colorado and Edmonton. You know, and it's cool too.
Who's your team?
Detroit. And they're out of it. But the thing is, though, is I spent so much time. I spent 6 years in the American Hockey League working for the American Hockey League. That a year in radio for the LA Kings. So I had 3 years of Tampa Bay's farm club, 3 years of Anaheim's farm club. And then when I moved out here, I was working for KLOS/KABC, mm-hmm. and we picked up the fucking Kings. So like there's three NHL teams I worked for. So it's like all these people you meet over the years, like Toffoli was in Calgary. So I was like, oh, cool. I got to root for Toffoli, who was an LA King. Nice dude. Fucking awesome. Now, I hate Colorado because it's a rivalry between Detroit. They dropped a trailer for fucking the Detroit Red Wings, Colorado, yesterday. And I'm like, oh, it's a great fucking, oh, dude, it was a rivalry. People, like, for years, every game, or not every game, but they would just fucking beat the shit out of each other. And then, like, we hated each other. But then Darren Helm, former Red Wing, is playing for Colorado. But Josh Manson, nice fucking dude, nice character, good motherfucker. And we would see him every day. And he's playing for Colorado. So I'm like, I'm rooting for Josh, and I'm rooting for Colorado, tongue in cheek, you know. And so that was another one, too. Hopefully this thing didn't cut off yet, you know what I mean? We're still live, apparently. Two people are watching us. Let's see what kind of comments we got.
Is it just us two?
All right, so we'll put this like there's this. All right, sweet. There we got a little bit of a delay. Okay, cool. So this is the laptop. That'll happen. Oh, some of these we got to go back to. Sounds like a good time to okay, my Venmo. I got asked to plug my Venmo. Okay, it's at Josh96OBRIEN. That's 96 letter OBRIEN. That's my Venmo. PayPal is at fuck it. Anyways, yeah. Okay. So my mom. That's Kim Nan is my mom. We don't have the same last name, so it's always funny. Miguel Lopez says, "What up, fuckers?" Okay.
OJ.
Yeah. Should I say it in Spanish? Fuckers?
Yeah, there you go.
That's how you say it. Fuckers?
Cabrones.
That's, yeah. Cabron.
Boner. Peter Bonabacher. That'll happen. Damn.
What's up, dude? Pete's good people, man. Yeah, and he's in, Tinian. Like, it's like they got Guam, Saipan, Tinian, and that's where he's at.
He's still in?
Yeah, he's still in. He's going to retire, I think, next year.
Mm.
You know, so that's cool.
That guy got a
Aaron's pretty, with him. What's that?
Funny story with Boner and and Newman.
Okay, do tell.
This is in Africa. God damn, we were in Africa. You were allowed to drink there. You had 3 beers, right? So obviously we'd drink our 3, and sometimes the bartenders would get them from the local units. So sometimes we would have 40 guys up there, Fenstermaker and
Mikey
Silsby and Vernaris, all those guys, right? So obviously they'd hook us up every now and then.
Yeah.
Maybe more than 3, right? And one day we just got twisted. And, you know, everyone's out. The whole battalion's out there. The whole base is there, right? Partying under this little thing. I forget what they call it, but it's just social area. There's pool tables, bar, ping pong, and stuff. Anyways.
And this is like in Djibouti?
And on the base, Camp Lemonnier.
It's not a butt. It's an actual country. Djibouti.
And so it was the end of the night. Last call. Everyone's making the long walk back to the containers that we lived at, right? And so I went to use the porta shitter, right? So I'm in there, and Boner. So these fucking guys, they fucking him and someone else. I think I don't know if it was Newman, but I know Newman saw me. Him and someone else, or it could have been him. So they started kicking the shit out of the fucking porta shitter, and I'm in there, you know, taking a piss, and it's full of that blue goop.
Yeah. Porta shitters always have those nasty. Fucking,
they're kicking it and doing it, like rocking it back and forth. Ay! That shit's splashing everywhere on me. So I'm walking out with my, you know, the desert camis that we had, and fucking full of blue spots. I guess I walk out because I'm sure in a different state of mind. I storm out. Newman goes, yeah, you look like you were going to kill him. You were doing that crazy stomp thing you do. Anyways, I heard, I'm sure at that moment I'm sure I would have killed him, but you know, you sleep it off and it's all funny. And then I heard a. Someone told me that Boner went to sleep with a knife underneath his pillow that night. I'm sure because he was drunk, not that it was fear, but it was so funny, man. I'm sure we hugged it out the next day, but it's stories they hear
dude,
about.
Dude, he's such a good fucking guy, man. Yeah, I love that dude. Good. He's been on the podcast, too. I had him come down to the comedy store. Dude, my car, I live in East Los Angeles, or East Hollywood. Basically, it's just the help of West Hollywood, just on the other side of a the western, you know, anyway, right off the 101, really easy to get to my place, you know. And but he, my car wouldn't fucking start. Motherfucker would come down here like, it's okay, Josh, I got it, no problem, just a minute, like, I just told my wife and my kids, like, I'm gonna come down, and then like, do you want Girl Scout cookies? And also, my daughter loves Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And I was like, oh, cool. So one of the things too is like, one Christmas, Pete's wife, God bless her, she made not every Christmas, she makes a fuck ton of cookies. But one year, she specifically made a bunch for me. Because what I did was I had the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Now it's called the Heidi and Frank show. Every year they do their own like Christmas ornament. So I had the entire staff autograph it, and I took it up. And it was crazy too, because like I could never get up there in regular day because, you know, I'm doing morning radio. You know, KLOS doing the morning shit, and then taking a nap, and then I'm hitting comedy clubs at night. So then I'm doing that at night, and then it's like, fuck, you know, I have no time. So what they did was they left their car unlocked. I drove it all the way up to Ventura, and they left this big ass grocery bag full of cookies. And so I dropped off the Christmas ornament in the car, and I took my big old cookies, came all the way back here, and I was just thinking it's like maybe a kind of cookie or something. No, there was like fucking, like, you name a Christmas type of cookie. Like, his wife was like, going through every recipe book probably, or her grandma made them, and now she knows. But anyways, it was the best, you know. So God bless the they should sell them for Christmas. Their cookies are so fucking good. They should start their own thing.
Boner,
Pete, there he is. Yeah, so Pete, God bless you, man. And he's still on. Good good thing we don't say bad things about him. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Well, there's no bad things to say.
He might drive down here.
No, he's in Tinian. He can't. He's not gonna fly over here. There's this one dude. I won't mention names because he's a piece of shit. But he was in 40 with us, and he had like all these great stories, like every story in the world. And he knew them. And the second I say it, you'll be like, what? No, for real. Like, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But we were sitting around the smoking section because that's what you do when there's nothing else going on. And I was talking about this new stereo system, the TK-421. And it's amazing. You know what I mean? And later on, I found out that that's exactly what they called the one in Boogie Nights, but I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But they, Don Cheadle was selling the TK421. But anyways, I didn't realize that. I was just making it up out of my ass because that's a stormtrooper from Star Wars that's not at his post. TK421, why aren't you at your post? So anyways, and I was like, Pete and I are like, Pete Bonebacher and I were like, hey man, this would be funny. Fucking, all right, watch this shit. And just go with me. I was like, hey, I got that TK421, man. You know her? He's like, and Pete's like, oh, no, I heard it was pretty good. I don't know. Like, and then like, Ev Rogers was there too. And so she's like, laughing and talking about, well, that'd probably be a good thing to have. And then, almost said his name. Sits down, starts to smoke a cigarette and stuff. And I was like, man, it's so good. The sound quality is so great. And the thing's like, oh, yeah, I know. I got one. And like my cousin's got one, too. And, it's something else, man.
That voice.
Those TK421s. I tell you what, man. Those, wow. I love mine. I'm glad you got yours, too. I'm glad somebody else got one. I thought I was the only one that had one of them TK421. I'll tell you what. Okay, I'm dumping my cigarette, and I'm leaving. And then after he left, he's like laughing his ass off. And then, like, I had a coffee cup. You know, like, people had yearbooks. Like, I don't know whatever happened to it. I lost it in, like, 5 moves somewhere ago. But, like, this is my coffee cup now, but you always usually have your coffee cup. Well, that one, when I was leaving, I had everybody sign it. You know what I mean? That was cool. And then Pete wrote on there, TK421, thump it, or some shit on the thing. Good dude. Good stories.
There it is. Thump it.
That was it. All right. What you got? Hey, anybody got questions, comments, concerns? See right here. Look at that shit. Thump it right there. 1 minute ago. Fuck yeah. He said that while we were talking. Hoorah, gentlemen. Matt Weller. All right. Good times. Pete Bonenbacher. Chad Westcott. Mikey works with me at CSFE. Which Mikey? Smells like it sounds. Tinian. See? Told you. What's up, dudes? Lol. What up, fuckers? A thumbs up. That's my mom. What up, Doc and Josh? Sounds like a good time to plug your Venmo. Once again.
That was part of it.
Like that. Once again. At Josh96 O'Brien, if you want to send the money. The bad thing about when you watch yourself is you don't realize that I have this extra chin here now. Like, I really need to. Yeah, there we go. I wonder what it looks like when I do this.
So you grew a beard out.
So there he goes. Oh, man. I definitely need to start losing some weight. I got to hit up Lisa Liberty. She's my new personal trainer. Okay, what's up, dudes? All right, awesome. Anybody questions, concerns for me and Doc before we roll? And if not, just get them before we log off. So, Fence. Oh, Mike Fenstermaker. Okay, cool. Mikey Fenstermaker.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He works with them at, like, I was like, which Mikey? Okay, cool.
Because he was a CE, right?
Yeah, he was CE. Okay. He and I were both Alpha Company CEs.
Yeah, we were in Afroco together. He's we actually have the same tattoo. We have this. We found each other after years, but we had the same tattoo.
Oh, okay.
Don't ask me what it means because I don't remember.
Right.
Or I'm sure I'm not proud of it, but yeah, we're the same one.
Well, I always like the ones that are probably just, it's a direction for, how to get back to the tattoo parlor. Yeah, like, hey, what's this mean? Honor, courage, and commitment. Plenty. No, it says means go out gate 2 and then take a left.
Hang a left, yeah. Yeah.
Also, hey, if you guys want any, inbox me, message me, whatever. If you guys want stickers, I'm selling them. Usually sell these $5 a piece. And then the 3 inches. Oh, you know what we'll do? Yeah. $5, $3 a piece, $2 a piece. If you're on active duty, just hit me up. And then I always, the funny thing is, too, is every person that's bought in these, I usually write. Everybody has actually paid money. I've actually written handwritten letter thanking them for whatever, and usually like thank you for your service and thanks for fucking buying the stickers and stuff. I usually say fucking in the middle of that, but and then send them out.
You know it's you, man.
Yeah, but I use remember the those lifer pads. The old life pads?
The green things?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So I use the tan ones, like the desert ones.
Yeah.
that are like, yeah. And then, and I usually write a little, like one little, you know, I try to get at least a sentence or five, you know, in there. So. All right, man. Anything you want to put out there? Anything you want to say? What's up?
Good, man.
Well, got a TV show you want to promote?
Nah.
Tour dates coming up.
Nah, I'm good. Someone told me, hey, you start a podcast. Nah, I'm good. I like being a frequent guest.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like the Steve Martin, you know what I mean? Just come back to Saturday Night Live. You were never really a cast member, but you're there all the time.
There you go.
People don't even realize the difference.
There you go, yeah.
All right, sweet. So, yeah, we're up to 120. We're like an hour and 20-something in here. So probably a good time to cut because everybody else is probably like not even tuned in anymore. The audio, they're just like, fuck these guys. They just ramble in such dirty language. How dare they? Man, good thing is watching this is it's really humbling to realize that my second chin is huge and time to lose some weight. Yeah. The profile really doesn't do me well because I figured out how to take the pictures, you know, usually have it at a higher angle and then suck in the chin.
And then purse
see,
the lips.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. And then
you gotta purse the lips.
See, look at that. See, I look 5 years young, 5 years younger and
already, huh?
100 pounds lighter when they I do say the lighting, profile.
Bro, they say the lighting's everything. Yeah. Or how many cameras.
Just... Go like this, make myself look really fat. Yeah, the only thing, the reason why I'm looking forward to everything being unisex in the future is, like, being a dude, I can have maternity pants. Okay, I'm going to use that one sometime. All right, man. You want any parting words, anything like that?
I'm good. I'm glad to see everyone, and I'll be on here back soon again.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. You know, you're not too far away. We definitely got to hang. And, okay, I guess we'll cut it out, man. So for all those I followed, thanks for making me a better leader. For all those I've led, thanks for making me a better person. You can find me at Josh96O'Brien. Josh O'Brien on this stuff. Josh O'Brien is my homeboy as a group. I don't know. There's links in the bio, whatever. And, my Venmo, at Josh96O'Brien also. Okay. And so remember, keep your chin up. Never let the bastards get you down. Fuck the bozos. And never forget, Obi, that's me, loves you. And we're out.